Omar Zainu is a refugee from Eritrea and an author. He now has his B permit to stay in Switzerland. He lives in Vaux. He works in a care home, but he hopes to do a psychology degree in the coming years. Now, he said before coming to Switzerland, he had the impression that everything would be easy here. He'd be given a permit, he'd find a job, he'd be able to study, and all of that is slowly falling into place for him. But he said it was nothing like the easy journey that he expected, and he still doesn't feel that Switzerland is really his home. He wanted to write a book to demonstrate that it's not as easy as he or other refugees expected. His self-published book, I Wish I Never Left Home, is fiction, but it tells the tale of an Eritrean refugee in Switzerland. So the fictional tale comes with real-life experience from the author. I spoke to Omar and asked him to start by telling me a bit about his own life and his journey before we talked about the book.
I was born in Saudi Arabia. My parents were also people that actually fled the war back in Eritrea. While I was in Saudi Arabia, there was this rule that was no foreigners could actually stay without a sponsorship. It's always been there, but then they limited the age. So I had to go back to Eritrea, and I couldn't stay back in Eritrea because there was this no war, no peace with the neighboring country. So I had to leave Eritrea, go to Sudan, fly here, and ask for an asylum when I got here. So after staying 1 year and almost 1 year, 1 year and a half in a refugee camp, which was very rough, I was able to gain the permit B. My asylum case was actually accepted, and since then I've actually been moving from canton to canton to actually try to have the life that I think I deserved.
So it sounds like you have gone back and forth across many different countries. And now that it's happened, of course, it all seems very clear and obvious where you were going, when you were going there. At the time, though, there must have been so much uncertainty.
Yes, there was, because to be honest, once I got here and before I got here, I actually had this other perspective. I just thought, you know, like how I see on TV, how I saw it on Facebook, people who had come here before me would post pictures and talk about Europe. For the person that's not living in Europe, they think that everything is easy, that, you know, you come, once you get here, you can get accepted really fast to schools, to universities, you know, get a job, and everyone has his own apartment and lives a very good life. Then you go like, wow, you know, life there is really, really simple. But once I got here, it was totally different. People didn't know when their asylum cases were going to be answered. I had to stay in the asylum case, which was very rough. Life was not really simple. You don't know when you're going to get accepted or rejected. There are people, I was lucky enough that, you know, I was accepted in 8 months, but there are people who were actually still waiting, the people who stayed 4 to 5 years and then got rejected. You're not allowed to work while you're waiting for an asylum case. All you do is sit, eat, and drink. I was at least given 70 francs a week, and, you know, obviously with not having any papers, you can't even get an internet connection. You can't move around like you want to. There were a lot of things that were limited to people that were refugees like me.
Tell me about when you decided to write a book and why you decided to write this fictional book. We'll say that now, even though there are some, let's say, pretty strong parallels there. What inspired you?
When I was in the asylum case, I felt very lonely. Like, one of my prayers was to actually have friends. I know that sounds very chic, very funny, but when I got there, there was nobody. I was the only one who was from Eritrea. And then one day, there were other Eritreans who were actually sent to where I was living. And I didn't make the rough journey from the desert. Like, I didn't have to. Most refugees or Eritrean refugees actually cross the Sahara Desert. They go to Libya. They cross the Mediterranean Sea. And I was aware of that, but I didn't know how hard it is. And while I was there, I used to hear stories like, you know, what they went through, the dramatic things they've actually encountered. And then what this government here in Switzerland expects from them to actually learn the language in 6 to 7 months and, you know, get on their feet. And the drama, I just thought, you know, this should be written. This should be documented. People need to understand that. And then one day, someone that was actually going through a mental issue actually all of a sudden just started to stab this boy that I knew there. And that was the reason I just thought, you know, stories should be told. Our voices need to be heard.
Your book is called I Wish I Never Left Home. It's available now. Tell me, first of all, I mean, where is home for you now?
Home is Africa. Home is Eritrea for me. It's a place where, regardless of what is going on there, of course, it's not as rich as Europe. It's not as rich as the technology is not as advanced here as there as it is here. But at the end of the day, I felt secure. That's one thing I could tell, is that I felt like a human. I didn't face racism. Racism does exist, no matter how much people try to deny it. I just felt secure, and I think that's something that most Africans actually feel. There's no one that loves leaving home. I just wish that I never left home. I wish that I was there trying to make home better.
Can you tell us a little bit about your book and the character within it?
Yes, so my ca the character in the book is someone who was born in Eritrea, who actually enjoyed life, who actually enjoyed the simpler things. He didn't enjoy having the internet 24, like to send WhatsApp or to send messages. He enjoyed going out, playing, laughing, singing, drinking with his friends. And then slowly, when the economy started to go down, because there was a sanction made on Eritrea, false sanction, which is lifted right now, he decided to leave. He decided to leave because it was a fashion back then to just leave and come to Europe, because that was something that Europe labeled Eritrea as the North Korea of Africa. And they said that any Eritrean who actually comes to Europe will actually have their asylum cases accepted. That means they would get a house and they would get like a monthly salary. And when he did that, he didn't put into perspective of what he's going to face, of how or how he's going to actually get here, or what the price he had to pay. So it talks about his journey. It talks about the two interviews when you get here. The first interview is as soon as you get here, and the second interview is whatever. You don't have a time limited. And so he talks about it, and he's talking about his life, or what the journey he went through to get here.
A really interesting insight then. So a completely fictional tale, but yet it's based on some of your experience, quite obviously.
Yes.
I guess, I mean, it's fascinating finding out about the book. I'm really interested about you, though. I would like to know what your plans are now. You said you're moving from one canton to another in Switzerland. Where are you and where are you off to next?
Now I was in Aarau, then I moved to Neuchâtel, and then I'm here now in Canton Vaud. I'm actually working in a nursing home in Lausanne in Geneva. So I wake up at 4 o'clock to get there at 7, and then when I get here, it's 10 o'clock at night. My plan is to actually pay for my own education and do a university online. If you're aware of Open University, it's just to be a psychologist. That My dream is to actually help the youth here one day, to actually help them get out of the drama they or the traumatized, to help them get out of it, talk about it more, see how else I could help them. So yeah, I want to be a psychologist. I know that's going to take time. I don't even have a laptop. I'm trying to collect money to get myself a MacBook Air, but that's going to happen. It might take time, but I'm going to get there.
Yes, Omar, we wish you every success. Thank you so much for telling us about it. Where can we buy your book?
My book is available on Amazon. It's called I Wish I Never Left Home. Just get it. I wrote it. I edited it. And yeah, there might be a little bit of mistakes here and there, but just show us your support.
Okay, fantastic. We'll make sure, hey, that there is a link as well to that on our website. Thanks so much for talking to us today.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for having me on your show.
Okay.